Mark, your thoughts on today's game?
I thought we totally deserved it. I thought we got exactly what we deserved from the game. I thought the players were outstanding. I thought we bossed the game from start to finish. How we've not scored 7, 8, 9, I don't know, but listen, that's what we are. But we got our rewards in the end. Addy, who's probably, he's beating himself up in there because he's missed a couple of chances. But all I've said to him is, play with that smile on your face, and the hard work that you get, that your luck will turn. And after about the 15th chance he had, I think he finally, his luck turned, and delighted for him.
And the character of the players coming in on a big match under a lot of pressure, they showed a lot of character.
Yeah, that's not something you can ever level against us, that we've not got men and we've not got characters and we've not got leaders in the group. I can't fault that. If I had someone who could put the ball in the net, you know, and I, like I said to you last week, it's not a criticism of them, it's just where we are. That game could have been outside at half time, and you know, we've let them make it a game second half, but I thought we were really good today.
And a third clean sheet in a row, you must be really pleased with that. The back four again, really solid.
Yeah, well, we don't let goals in, and that's why it's got to stay till the end of the season. We've now got to do it without the captain for, I don't know if it's a game or three games, but listen, what it is, what it is. We've got to make sure we're ready for that. That's just where we are. But really, I think somebody said that's Max's 10th clean sheet in 16 games. Yeah. It's not bad, is it, you know, for a young kid coming and coming onto a, you know, a club 150 miles from his home. He's been brilliant. He doesn't have a lot to do in games, you know, but what he does excellently. He kicks it really well. I thought we were brilliant today. Work rate, commitment, effort was there, and you know, the best team won.
And just on the Liam Daly incident,
I think he's disappointed that he's not been given a free kick. I think he's sworn. The referee said he's sworn at him. Listen, I'm not gonna contest. You know, I'm not gonna, you know, disappoint. I think he might. I don't think anybody else heard it by the referee. It's one of them where you're just hoping that he just has a little bit of, you know, sees that Liam's, you know, just a bit just frustrated. And I don't know, I think he was the only person on the ground who's heard it, but listen, it's happened. And the challenge now is for however many games he misses, the challenge now is for other people to step up to the plate, other people to come in. And since I've been here, Liam Daly has epitomised everything that the football club is good about. The football club, I thought we were outstanding today, and I thought he was outstanding. He heads the ball in both boxes. It just means now somebody else has got to do it, and that's not a problem.
We've 5 games to go and at the relegation zone. Could this be a turning point after a couple of frustrating draws?
I think we're on a decent run of form in terms of, we got beat Sutton, what was that, the start of last month. And although we're frustrated that we've not won as many games because we've been drawing, work rate, commitment, effort has been there for everybody to see. And I just said to them, keep believing in yourself, and they're doing that. And I thought we played some really good stuff at times today, and as well as being a physical threat, I thought we knocked the ball about and moved it and created lots of good chances.
And the next two games, got Maidstone on Tuesday and Guernsey on Saturday at home. Two winnable games with them in and around us, and the home form.
Our home form's been excellent. We've got to make sure that remains the same, and just focus on Maidstone now. Preparation, you know, recovery from today. Make sure that we prepare right on Monday. We don't just turn up on a Saturday and, you know, we talk, there's a staff, we talk about things, we plan things. We talk about scenarios. We've put one or two scenarios to the boys. And, you know, our aim is to win on Tuesday. And we've got a home record that says we've got a chance of that, and a belief within the group that can happen.